Hello and welcome to 1080 Podcasts. Here we talk about all topics Rotary, some specific to our own district and some relating to the great worldwide organisation we are part of. In this session, we are going to talk around the subject of multi-district PETS. In Rotary, we love our acronyms, don't we? PETS is President's Elect Training Seminar. I'm really pleased to be joined by our District Governor, Jonathan King, and Leadership and Training Lead, Anne Geimer.
The reason we're going to work in multi-districts and we are going to have a pilot this year, the pilot will involve three districts working together to improve the efficiency, hopefully make it more interesting and improve the learning. By collaborating with other districts, we can call in the expertise beyond our own district and call in people like Holger Knock or people of that nature who can join us.
Some of the thinking as well, like Jonathan has said, is that we can work with other districts, and the two other districts that we're working with on this particular event are 1260, which is Beds, Bucks and Hearts, and 1240, which is Essex, Hearts and Havering. I personally have found it really interesting over the last 10 months while we've been building this programme between the three districts to be working with the other district training people. And the exchange of ideas and the ability to work together will bring a big benefit to the finished event as well.
I mean, the plan was that it was going to be a face-to-face event, wasn't it? So one of the big advantages was bringing that number, I mean, nearly, 180 presidents elect together to have sessions to actually share ideas and bounce experiences off each other and basically just to, you know, extend their network and perhaps, you know, get people to just feel more part of a larger organisation, which is what Rotary is as well. And we've had that successful experience through other training sessions that have been run, especially for assistant governors. So it was to be a face-to-face, but the team have been working really hard, haven't they, on putting this to an online format, but to try and keep that interactive part of the training, which I guess that's one of the key elements that we feel is the most important for having a multi-district event.
From the design point of view, it was a challenge to take the content that was going to be face-to-face and then look at how we could transfer that to the Zoom environment that we find ourselves in. And we discussed a lot whether to have it around the same dates, to spread it over a few weeks. And we decided for this pilot, we would schedule it around the existing dates. So it's going from the 5th to the 8th of March. So spread a little bit. We've tried to keep the sessions to an hour and a half to 2 hours, morning, afternoon, evenings. We've tried to make it as flexible as we can within the time frame that we're working with.
But do you think we might be getting some people saying, well, hang on, you know, I work. This is a commitment over 4 days now rather than a commitment for, 1 day and a half a day, which was going to be an overnight stay. So I would have got back from work at the end of, well, I would have moved rooms perhaps, but I would have got back from work on the, you know, the Friday evening. And then I'm back into a, you know, a session and away I go again. So do you think that could be a criticism that some people might have from a working point of view?
As a working Rotarian myself, I'm very aware that Zoom has taken over almost every aspect of our lives at the present time. And we are aware of that. So we have tried to build the sessions to the time, 1.5, 2 hours. They are varied sessions within those timeframes. And this is a pilot. So this is the feedback that we will be looking for from people, so that we can, going into 2022, we can make improvements. But it is the pilot, so we're very keen for people to give it a go and then come back and tell us how we can improve it.
It's a subject, isn't it, Jonathan, that people throw as a criticism for Rotary overall, that, you know, Rotary's a bunch of retired people, you know, in general. And that's perhaps an image that we have, and we need to break that. And so we need to get working people more involved. You know, how we do that and how we balance the two together is a subject. What do you think?
Well, Ian, as a retired person now, but I spent my career being very busy. And because you, Ian and Anne, are also very busy, but you're extremely good at doing things for Rotary. And I think it does go back to our training, because if you're in business or retired, you need to know your subject. You need to know how to access information. And the time that's put aside for your training with pets will be valuable. And when you lead your club and you remember from your training that, yes, I can access that through my Rotary, through the Learning Centre, or on the other hand, I remember the guy from, the guy from Chelmsford. He was really good at this. I met him on pets. I will give him a call. And it really helps to bind the knowledge, because when you're busy, you really don't want to be spending a lot of time trying to find out the information. If you've learnt it, my word, that's powerful, because you can make the decision almost on the run in your busy life. And for those that are retired, and of course that's a lot of us, it's still good to keep learning. You really do get a kick out of it. I've been on a few things learning about foundation, for example, and it's amazing how much information's there. You've got the facts, you haven't got the hearsay that may be out of date, and I think that's the important side about learning. So this is a tool to help you all learn and also share information to your peers within Rotary.
You mentioned the word learn there quite a lot, and we've talked about sessions, Anne, and you're part of the team that's been putting together the content of the whole event. And do you think it might be that people are thinking, you know, learning sessions, so we're going to sit in front of screens and spend an hour on compliance and an hour on health and safety and an hour on how to run a meeting and an hour on whatever. Perhaps you might just give us a brief idea of the types of things that are going to be covered and the format of that, because it's going to be very interactive, isn't it? Not sitting there in front of screens listening to people telling us what we should be doing.
Yes, the idea certainly is for it to be as interactive as possible rather than be a session of presentations. So it's been split into three main sections. There's a general section where we will have guest speakers, just as you would at a conference where you'd have an opening with some guest speakers. We've got three district sessions as well, where each of the districts will go off into their own area in Zoom and discuss topics that are particularly important within that district. So the subjects that are being discussed are things like technology, the fact that we're using more and more technology, particularly over the last year, how the last year has impacted the way we work in Rotary and everywhere else. Lots of sessions as well for then the presidents-elect, where they will go into demand-driven sessions on particular subjects. And that will give them a chance to start to meet other president-elects. So we've got the balance between sessions where it's important that we cover district-specific, but also sessions where the president-elects are all mixing between districts and learning and networking. We can't have the face-to-face networking, but we will be able to get a form of networking going.
The other two district-specific topics that we will have interactive sessions about are membership, which obviously is a very key element, and that's sort of in two parts. How do we grow Rotary in the clubs? And also, how do we start new clubs? And how do we work with Rotaract and subjects about cause-based clubs? And then the other subject would be the Rotary Foundation. You know, it's still one of those best-kept secrets. Ever since I've been in Rotary, one of the phrases that always goes with Rotary Foundation is, it's one of the best-kept secrets. It's an integral part of everything that we do in Rotary, both in terms of funding what we can do, but also in terms of the more members we have, the more money we have to do good things. So it's a cycle.
You've chosen me to take over the DRFC from Derek Rothwell. I find that both an honour and a challenge, but it was the case with me that I'd been in my club for 3 years before really I understood what foundation is. And it is definitely an integral part of the things we do. And clubs are very keen to have grants, but they need also to understand the importance of giving to the foundation as well.
It's going to be a different experience, isn't it, for those president-elects who have been presidents before. And we know from experience that, You know, it might not just be once that you've gone round the block, as they say. This will be different, and it's going to be an exciting and not a boring weekend of sessions. Certainly if Anne's had anything to do with it, Jonathan, I don't know what you think. But
well, yeah, Anne's a great leader, and she's had a lot of experience with this type of event through her professional life as well. So that's another benefit. I would like to say that when you are president, you hope to have a successful year. If you're properly prepared, you will land up in a good position to deal with the key factors that we've got to consider, like membership.
From what I hear, and don't know whether you hear the same, but Rotary has got itself into a situation where, you know, some people feel as though, you know, they've taken up this leadership role. They've agreed to take up the leadership role because nobody else would do it, and just trying to sort of keep things together. And what we're trying to achieve is, as a district to support clubs, is actually to give people the tools to actually lead rather than have to sort of manage what could be a defensive situation, and actually, you know, give people some motivation and enthusiasm that goes through, you know, all the club members to start taking Rotary forward. There's probably an idea, isn't there, that being a club president is this big job that, you know, you've got to do this and this, and there's a huge thing that is really terribly time consuming. Whereas in reality, it's a role, it's a leadership role, and it's a matter of working with a team within the club. Now, within some clubs, putting that team together is going to take a while, but part of what we're trying to achieve with this weekend is gaining ideas from other clubs and where they've had things work, and actually give people the idea that, you know, being a club president is something which, you know, can be fulfilling. And at the end of the year, they're going to go, wow, that was good, rather than at the beginning, oh, blimey, nobody else would do it. I was the last one to sit down and I've got the job.
One of the key aspects is we want our leaders to be able to lead. And as Ian was saying, doesn't mean to say as the president, you've got to do all the work. It's you lead the team to achieve the challenges that your club decides to adopt.
I think the other key thing probably that you mentioned, Anne, was that this is a pilot. The whole idea was this was going to be a one weekend. Let's try something different. Let's build on the success that we've had. And it was going to be face-to-face, but now it's going to be online. But we've seen that, you know, the tools that we have online can be fantastic for these types of things. Okay, you miss the shaking of hands. In fact, I don't think anybody's shaking hands with anybody for a year now. Those opportunities will come back. But here's an opportunity to do something different. But as a pilot, then part of a pilot is that you review what's happened after the event, don't you? And the only way to get a really good review is to have everybody take part. So our plea really is that for our president-elects here in our district, please come and try. You're going to get some benefits to yourself. You're going to get some benefits to the club, but also you're going to give us that crucial feedback, which is going to help, especially you, Anne, and your leadership teams, both in the district, both in the group of districts, but also in, you know, Rotary Great Britain and Ireland, because everybody's watching this. This is a pilot for the whole of Rotary GBI as well, that, you know, we can actually give some feedback, which is going to really take forward how this type of training is done in the future.
That's right. That is going to be the most vital thing. People need to be involved so that we can truly test the pilot, get the feedback and move on.
Okay. I'd like to thank District Governor-elect Ian Elliott for arranging and conducting this podcast. And of course, thank you very much, Anne, for supporting this throughout the coming District PETs. And I also look forward to seeing as many presidents as we possibly can when we engage in March. Thank you very much, everybody, and thanks for listening to us.